Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're visiting Halibut Cove, a community located just a short water taxi ride across Kachemak Bay from Homer.
My name is Clem Tillian. I live in Halibut Cove, and I'm kind of the grandfather here. We're a community of about 112 people, of which only about 30 stay year-round. It's become more of a summer resort than a fishing community now. It's a beautiful little place in the fjords. It's two islands in the mouth of Halibut Cove that make a harbor behind them, and a lagoon in the back that produces quite a bit of fish. It was a ghost town when I came. They weren't families here. It was Scandinavian fishermen and Scots girls that came to pack the Scotch cured herring for the world market. And when they pretty well wiped out the herring fishery by dumping the cuttings right back in the spawning ground, that collapsed in 1928. So when I came, we were the first family that had children. And we just started offering land to artists that wanted a summer home if they would. And some of them came and just lived here. Alex Combs, that has quite a bit of work around Anchorage, was a professor of art for the university. And I gave him a lot, a little over an acre, on the agreement that he'd teach the kids pottery for the next 3 years. He taught for 30, you know. It was one of the best buys I ever made. There's 17 or 18 artists here. They're all doing rather well. There's two art galleries. My son-in-law and daughter have the Saltry Restaurant. Wintertime, the mail comes on the Stormbird twice a week. I often say, come hell or high water, my wife said, frequently with both. And so the place is alive all winter. It's beautiful. You know, the only place that's prettier is Sitka, Alaska.
Clem Tillian is one of the founders of Halibut Cove. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Annie Fight. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Daisha Eaton.